it, make it, do it. Makes us honor, better, faster, stronger. That
don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you.
Hi, this is Tom Deegan, America's favorite dying boy and Oscar-winning superstar. You're listening to DyingBoy.com. It's a podcast of interviews that my biographer, Jerry Jeffrey, took. He's not a very good biographer. Just listen.
Okay. All right, Tom, the recorder's on. Just to let you know, Tom, it's a good thing that I don't listen to these after I record them. You know, I'm just going to wait till I've got all the recordings done, and then I'll listen to them, because otherwise I'd be buried under transcription instead of getting to hang out at one of these cool charity events with you like we're at right now.
Okay, so you do not listen to them.
Oh, no. They just sit in a big pile on I have them on a hard drive. But also, you know, as you can tell, I'm recording this to a mini micro cassette. So I'm recording this on a micro cassette. I'm going to put them on hard drive.
This event was supposed to be casual. Why are you all dressed up?
Well, because, Tom, no one told me that it was supposed to be casual.
I'm sorry. I thought I texted you. Did not get text.
No, I can't get texts anymore. I exceeded my limit.
Jared. Oh, cool. You've got friends.
No. I have a 4-text limit per month. And so the first text was welcome to Cricket Mobile. The second text was from you. The third text was me replying and saying, like, okay, I can go. And the fourth text was telling me that I had run out of
text. So we're talking inbound and outbound text?
Yeah, that's 4 texts total.
JT, you creep!
Hey, what's up, yo?
Oh, wow. Hey, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God. JT, remember Jared?
Oh, yeah, I remember Jared. Okay. Sorry, y'all. I was listening from over there.
Oh, yeah, it was always a great person to have stop in. You must be at a lot of charity events like this one, huh?
Oh, I try to make as many appearances as I can.
Yeah, you're so nice.
Come on, Tom.
For the sake of the tape, the charity event is to raise money for your disease, right, Tom?
Yeah, Tom, that's actually, like, really big of you to show up to an event that's for a disease that you have.
I know, like, I've got it. You know, it's not going to go away, but maybe I could save other people.
This is a lot nicer than the one that I helped organize, where all of my friends died in a fire afterward.
Oh, my God. JT, you're, like, glowing.
Oh, you are. You look really great.
Yeah, actually, I'm trying out this new lotion.
Oh.
My girl Jess got it for me. It was sort of a wedding present, but, I mean, I don't know, just kind of a gift.
Jessica Biel, right?
Yeah.
Are you married now? You guys are married?
Yeah, recently. We've been married, about a month and a half.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you bit the bullet.
Yo, Tom, if you met my girl, you would know it would not be biting the bullet.
Kind of met Jessica Biel.
Yo, you gotta be kidding me, for real?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I kissed her.
What?
On the butt.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
I know,
that's awesome.
It was
awesome.
Like a dare, but she afterwards, because we were like at a party, and like Rihanna was like daring me because she's so crazy.
Crazy.
And then I did kiss Jessica Biel on the butt, and then later in the bathroom, JBL came up to me and, like, told me she liked it. So, but, like,
Tom,
probably over me because she said yes to you, you know.
Tom, I could probably learn a couple things from you. She actually dug on that?
Yeah, dude. I would sure try it. You know what I did? I did it gently. Sometimes I go rough, but with her, I felt gentle.
I'll be honest. I'm not in the least bit upset. This is fucking awesome.
JT, just a positive guy as ever. You smell great, too. Is that lotion still?
Yeah, no. Well, it's the lotion, but if you mix it with your own pheromones, it actually has quite the exponential effect.
Wow. Oh, I was born without pheromones, so that wouldn't work for me. The doctors can't figure it out, but they say, you know, it shouldn't hurt me. Except for interpersonal relationships, you know, it's tough to really get somebody to latch on, you know, or attracted in the first place. But, yeah, it's kind of a weird thing. I actually was kind of an oddity for a while between the ages of 8 and 10.
You were an oddity?
I was an oddity. They ran a series of tests on me, realized it wasn't that interesting, and they stopped.
There's other stuff going on, Jared.
Oh, no, it's the pheromone thing.
I mean, okay. So, I mean, what about the fact that you don't have a real job?
This is my job now, Tom. See, I quit my job that I did have, and now you know, because I'm a full-time writer now. The thing about writing is writers write. And you can't write if you're making money.
Yo, Jared, did you buy that three-piece Sears suit before you quit your job?
I bought it about a week ago because I had a feeling I was going to be getting an acting job. I should say that I haven't heard back about it yet. We talked about it a little bit last week, but I was auditioning for Fox was bringing back basically a white version of In Living Color. And I'm trying out for that. You know, I feel like I could be in sort of the... Well, they already have sort of a Jim Carrey role, because this would be like a black Jim Carrey. So they need like there'd be basically two black guys on it who would be like the zaniest guys.
JT, how did you know that was a Sears suit? It's just like, you know, fashion.
He knows everything.
You can tell. Yeah. You can tell.
Yeah.
That suit gives off the aura of Sears.
Oh, God,
they don't make that. They don't make that kind of brown anywhere else.
But Tom, not to be rude, but I was right in the middle of a super interesting story.
Okay.
So they had they'll have two black guys, and they'll be sort of like the
isn't
goofy,
it racist to call In Living Color?
I think
but
so.
Then I would be one of the many white people, which in this scenario would be sort of like the black people who are in that show. So we're gonna kind of, you know, a positive spin on, you know. You know, what would it be like, you know, like there was like, now we're going to find out.
Don't do that voice again.
You want me to do the rap thing from the Living Color rap?
It's too racist.
It's not racist for me to do a rap. Justin Timberlake does raps all the time.
Yeah, but it sounds different. Like Justin Timberlake, he doesn't change his voice.
Yeah,
I don't black.
I'm just sticking my lip out. I'm not changing my voice. I'm just sticking my
Jesus,
lip, my lower
Jared.
Lip out. What? Like Jay-Z.
What's the point in even sticking your lip out? Nobody can see it.
Oh, no.
No, it's to get the voice right. You know, like a
chapstick, man.
Oh, that's the other thing. So the pheromone thing is related to I'm actually missing a chromosome. And so my lips get chapped very easily. It's kind of, I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
We should
do a charity for it.
Would you really do that and get all your celebrity friends to come?
Yeah, I bet. Like, I don't know. Like,
I'd say
if you could lose some weight, like... Like a couple 20 pounds to look really sick, maybe?
Yeah, maybe talk to my PR person.
What if I had to...
Oh, my God. Angelique is so gorgeous.
Isn't she amazing?
That's your press person over there? I saw her.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I was lucky to snag her.
Dude.
You have no idea how good she is with PR, though. I literally would not be where I am without her right now.
JT, for real, though.
No,
have you snagged her other ways? Be cool. It's just us bros.
Well.
Yeah, it's just us bros talking. I mean, we're all hip dudes here.
About 8 years ago, yeah. And then 6 years ago, yeah. And then another, like 5 months ago, yeah.
Oh, my God. I knew.
But I'm a one-woman man now.
Oh, my God. Do you mind if I go and, like, talk to her?
Are you kidding me? My puss is your puss.
Wow,
Tom, you can
great.
Talk.
Okay.
You can talk to Angelique. You can
talk
to bros.
Jared,
so I could go over there and I could, you know, do whatever I want with her. Let me...
Jared, no.
Oh.
Stay here.
Okay.
Let Tom go.
He'll do a better job anyway. Oh, he's doing his little dancing routine. Oh, people love that little dance. It's kind of, it's like fun, but a little bit sad because you know he's dying. It's a little dying boy with little stick legs. You know?
Jared, we all know Tom's dying.
Yeah,
You don't need to constantly bring it up.
I try to bring it up because I feel like,
You feel like people forget? You feel like
people
forget that he's walking around in a hospital gown?
You know, he doesn't have to wear the hospital gown. That's just lazy. He didn't want to put on clothes. He's very demanding.
No, he's sick, Jared.
He's
sick.
But I've seen him wear normal clothes before. He's just like, to this morning, I came with him here. He was like, no, I'm not going to put on pants. Screw these guys, you know?
Jared, and that's his right.
I know.
That's
I'm not right. saying it's not his right.
You're arguing. You're saying.
You're right, JT. I'm sorry. I was out of line, you know, I was out of bounds, and you checked me. You checked me.
Right into the voice.
Yes.
Hey.
I almost wrecked myself.
To be honest, though, how's Tom been doing?
He seems all right, but I know that he's had some kind of a relationship shakeup. I think that...
Well, nobody expected Gwen Stefani and Rihanna to break up with him in the same week.
See, that's
he's been.
I knew it because he's always acting like, "Oh, I don't want a relationship. I just love him, you know, and drop him."
I'll be honest though. I was talking to Rihanna the other day.
No.
She misses him. She really does. She just doesn't think Tom's, I don't know, the marrying type.
Really?
Word for word.
And Gwen Stefani, she wouldn't care because she is married.
She's married. That was just more play on the side. So that was a little bit more expected, but still. I don't think he expected that play to stop.
That's so rough. I mean, maybe you could learn from you, JT. I mean, how do you do it? How do you have sex with a girl and then get her to have sex with you again? After she already knows what to...
After she already knows what's coming?
After she already knows what sex is like. How do you...
Jared, you gotta be kidding me, man. You gotta be kidding me. It's not something you can learn, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, wow.
Yo, I like you.
You seemed really positive earlier, Justin, when Tom was around.
Have you been around Tom? He exudes that positivity. He makes you positive.
I don't know. He's made me cry 3 times this morning. I cried 3 times before I got... Well, once because I slammed my finger in a door. But he made fun of me afterward, and that made me cry more.
Jared, if I could be honest with you, Tom is like a radiating sun. Like a radiating sun with just... fireballs firing off of it. Where all you can do is get fired up. All you want to do is go out and live your life. I want to go ride a fucking horse right now. I want to be a goddamn cowboy this afternoon because I've spent the morning with Tom.
Can I come?
You feel like a black hole.
To be fair, part of that radioactive, that sort of radiation, he literally does radiate a little because of all the treatments that he's gone through, so... If you feel warm after you've been in a room with him for about an hour, then you should probably just go to a clinic and have yourself just looked at, you know.
Hey, Jared, could we pause for 1 second? Are you bringing up that Tom is sick again?
He's a child who's dying.
Jesus, Jared. We get it, yo. He's fucking dying.
All right, I'm sorry. You're a good friend of his. Can we just get some information about you for the book?
About just time that me and Tom had spent together?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Just first of all, basic information about you. Justin Timberlake, great.
Now, this is for the book. This isn't for some you to be listening to creepy while you're going to sleep or something like
no,
that,
I'm
right?
I'm not going to listen. No, first of all, the only tapes I listen to while I'm sleeping are learning Spanish tapes, all right?
And how's it coming? Are you learning Spanish?
No, I dream in Spanish. I dream repeated.
Do you understand your dreams?
No, I have no idea what's going on in them. But anyways, so I'm sorry. By the way, you're talking, like, you grew up in what? The streets of Detroit? Or where did you grow up?
No, I grew up in Tennessee. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm just trying to place that accent. Oakland, California?
This is not an accent, Jared. When you're in the music industry as long as I have been, and when you develop pop culture like I have developed pop culture... Yeah. You develop your own, I don't know, way of talking.
Your unique style of talking that...
Yeah, you know how, like, right now, you sound like maybe you want to talk about Star Trek or, like, diet pills or something like that?
Do you know anything about those two things?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I don't want to either.
I could talk about them.
No, yeah, I figured you could.
Yeah.
By the way you talk.
All right. Well, if you want to learn about Star Trek or diet pills...
No.
Okay. All right, well, I don't know what the...
Hey, yo, what's up, Tom?
Okay, JT, Angelique is so into me. Really quick, be a solid wingman and pick me up really like a baby. Okay, just hold me. She says she likes it when I look vulnerable. Look at my dick, dude. Okay. It's bulging.
Jesus, Tom, put that away, yo.
I can't. I'm waiting around.
Yo, I'll carry you around like a baby for the rest of the day as long as you don't leave my side.
Oh, my God. Never. Oh, my God. So she has seen all my panties.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, yeah. And she was just, like, telling me how stupid she thinks Gwen Stefani is. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm so over.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, you're not worried about Gwen and Brianna leaving you at the same time while you're dying.
Hey.
I'm trying to get this for a book. I need any kind of emotion that you have. I need to be able to get
that. Because I don't want you
to know information about your life for the definitive work about it. Come on, Tom. America deserves to know.
Okay. Just hold me. Okay, just rock me a little because she's looking over it now. If you want to, go ahead and sing.
How about we sing a little bit of Holiday Special, huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and a happy
Jared.
Jared, were you just singing?
We're working on something.
We're doing a thing. I thought we had a...
I'm trying to get laid by a lady, and there's only one of them, Jared, okay?
Jared, you're like one of those little snuffers, snuffing out the candle. You're like a little metal cup hanging upside down that puts out the light.
But no offense, but that is how you are. Oh my God, you guys. Okay, Angelique, Jared, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's not. I'm not crying.
Jared, it's... I'm not crying. He's cried a lot today.
Yo, Jared, if Angelique finds out that I made you cry...
I'm not crying.
You're going to be crying a lot worse.
Okay, I'm sorry, JT. Please don't beat me up.
Jared, suck it back in.
You don't look that strong, but you have amazing abs.
Do this thing. Okay, Jared, you're so funny, and you're going to make it in Hollywood. Jared, you're going to have a girl. Okay, Jared, also, in the bathroom earlier, JT said that maybe Jessica Biel would kiss you, too.
Really? You think that your wife would kiss me and like me better than you?
Yeah. Well, no, I promised my wife I would never lie to her, but I told her that you have this disease, too.
Yeah, Jared,
really?
Yeah.
Well, I am missing a chromosome.
Yeah, Jared, exactly. Yeah,
so you really think that maybe she'd cheat on you with me because she secretly has some kind of issue with you? Really?
It's not secret. I mean, come on.
It's not secret and it's not an issue. She loves me enough to kiss you. How about that?
Okay, yeah, that a boy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Are we good?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Sorry, Jared. I apologize. Okay. I didn't mean to be so attacking. I'm passionate, man.
It's really
I'm
easy,
super
actually.
Passionate.
Get about.
It's, I'm super passionate, and you're a super easy scapegoat.
Yeah, it's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Thinking about how much of a superstar I'm going to be soon.
Yeah, like
and
everyone.
I'm back. All right. Super positive. Feeling pumped up. I'm thinking about Viola Spolin exercises
that
make me feel empowered, and I've reclaimed my own sense of self.
Is Viola Spolin a workout trainer of yours?
Yeah, Viola Spolin sounds sexy as hell.
Yeah.
Well, she is a workout trainer for, you know, losing your ego while still finding yourself somehow. So it's
sounds like it must be a pole dancing exercise. That's amazing.
Well, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, like losing your ego while finding yourself.
Exactly.
Just like
exploring yourself while building those abs.
Yeah, it's like, is it? Oh, no.
Jared, did a Hawaiian roll just fall out of your pocket?
I don't know what a Hawaiian roll is, but something...
Jared.
Yeah, a roll fell out of my pocket.
Jared, this is a charity event.
Are you stealing food?
Yes.
God.
I've been... This reason why I'm wearing this suit is because it's filled with pockets on the inside, and also this hat, this top hat I'm wearing, is not because...
Don't take it off.
Jesus,
I feel like I should show you.
No, don't take it. Jared, don't. You gotta be kidding me, Jared. It's filled with mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Put me down, Justin. Angelique just walked away, Jared.
I'm very hungry at home. This is the way better than the food I eat.
Jared, I donated $500,000 to this event. And you're walking.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course, baby. And you're walking home with mashed potatoes and rolls?
But I'm eating them out of a hat, so it evens out.
Jared, I also donate to the homeless shelter around the corner if you want to make a pit stop on your way home.
I thought maybe you would just, you know, burn all your money when you don't want it so no one else could get it.
Burn my money?
Yeah.
Do I look like a fool?
No, we throw it at girls when we go to strip clubs. I don't know if we'll do that anymore, though, because of Jessica.
Nah, Tom, are you kidding me? Jessica's super into that. She might even come with us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. What? No.
Jared.
Don't look at me.
You know what, Jared?
Out of my hat.
You know what, Jared?
Yeah, just eat it here like
on
a normal person and then don't put it in your hat.
I just need these for later.
Yeah, Jared, you know that there's plates at the buffet too, right?
They told me it was $500 a plate to have a, you know, an actual sit down meal, so I've just
But they still let you walk through with your top hat?
Yes. They turned the other way in disgust and I just loaded up.
You know what, Jared? I do feel bad, but am I wrong, Justin? You could probably write a song about this. You know, like I, you know, how I'm always positive.
I mean, yeah.
Like, you know, lemons out of lemonade, you know, or lemonade out of lemons, you know. It's like, Jared, you are sad, but like maybe we could sing a song about it.
Yeah, no, that's actually probably true. The way that you're able to turn any situation into a positive experience. I can pretty much do that with a song.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So I guess I'd have to be in the video then and stuff. So I guess I couldn't, you know, fault it too much on that one.
Yeah, we've got a lot in common. Maybe we could, I don't know.
You've had sex with Britney Spears. I've been with a girl, too, so.
I, by the way, have never had sex with Britney Spears, and I won't.
See, that goes in the book.
You won't?
No, dude.
Do you want to?
No, I'm keeping it solid for you.
Cool.
I don't
even
want it, you know. She's got some situations going on.
Girl's got some issues, but I'll tell you this much. She takes it out in the bedroom, so if you are interested.
Oh, yeah?
I can give you her email address.
Maybe.
Pretty much, that's the thing that I haven't gotten used to yet, like, what? About meeting all these celebrities and stuff. They pretty much only use email. You know? I'm not used to that. You know? I don't know.
Jared, when your voice is worth $100 million, you're not going to waste it on a telephone conversation.
I know. See, that's something that I didn't know, and so that's going to go in the book now. I didn't know that everybody is pretty much only uses email.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I figured you guys travel around in limousines. I know that you come to events like this in limousines. What I didn't realize is the amount of rickshaws that people use, those bicycle rickshaw things.
Well, yeah, like we're all trying to promote health.
Yeah.
You know?
I would not have expected that. So, you know, now I know that.
Because, like, cars take up gas and stuff.
They take up gas, and to be honest, I encourage the health of my employees. And so I'd rather have a driver carrying me around in a little basket than driving me around in a limousine.
Yeah, you've got your own private pedicab, guys.
For years, yo.
Oh,
you
man.
Kidding me?
I would die if Angelique had me in a rickshaw.
Yo, Tom, you ever made love in the back of a rickshaw?
Of course.
You don't even have to move.
I know, because it's so bumpy.
Why would you move?
What?
Why would you normally move?
And sex?
Yeah.
Jared, have you ever tried having sex?
Yes, many times tried. You said tried, right?
Yes.
Many times.
Yes,
yes,
I did say tried.
Oh, my God. Jared, you've got to move.
No, you put it in there.
Yeah.
And you wait.
No.
For it to happen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like Christmas. You wait for it to happen.
It's not like you got to move.
It's like Christmas. You wait for it to happen, okay? Then if it happens, then you try to put it, you know, don't talk about it anymore. You know, for the rest of the year.
Jared, I got a YouTube called YouTube video called "My Mom's Having a Baby." I'm gonna send it over your way.
Uh huh.
Shoot me your email address.
What is it?
All right.
What, "My Mom's Having a Baby"?
Mm-hmm.
It's like this super sweet video back in '88 they made, just simply explaining how sex works. But it's for children. It's not in the intention of making any pleasure. It's just pure functionality, which I think is where we want to start with you.
Yeah, but he also just needs to know how to have a sex. So can you send him my mom's having sex video?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm just going to write down my screen name, and then you can just sort of, I don't feel like I need to write down Juno.net. Like, you should pretty much know that by now, you know? So there you go.
Juno.net?
Yeah, it's implied that it's at Juno.net. Fine. I'll write down Juno.net. Fine. I just feel like everybody has one of those accounts, so it's just not worth it.
Yeah, you know what?
At Juno.
Write down the whole thing.
Oh, you know what you should do? You should tell Angelique to get Jared's contact information.
Yeah, you know
and
what?
She'll come to the hospital room.
Oh, you want her to come over here?
Oh, now.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jared, is that cool? We're using you. You're like a wingman, Jared. You're like one of our...
I'll help you.
Jared, you're
okay, I'll write down Blackout Boy at... Blackout Boy, and I want to, you know, Blackout Boy 1984.
Jared, I feel like maybe you weren't paying attention. I don't want your information
now.
I don't want your information at all. Talk to Angelique. She's going to come over.
Well, are you not worried that maybe I might steal Angelique away from you?
No.
Really? Because not having pheromones has made my other senses sharper. Not senses, but the other things that come out of my body instead of pheromones, those are more strong now since I don't have pheromones, you know, so I put out other odors and things.
Yeah, Jared, honestly, like, I hope I would be like JT. It'd be just cool. You know, like how you were cool about the Jessica Biel thing. And then if Angelique, and this will never happen, but if Angelique wanted to date you, I'd be like, cool with it, you know?
Now, see, that's the beaming positivity I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I'm fine with it, Jared. I want you to
sure.
be happy.
You know what? It's best I don't give you that email address anyway, because I'm thinking about getting rid of it.
Yeah, Jared.
Because the blackout thing, it's, you know, it's like an improv thing, but I was getting a lot of... you know, like clan type things of like get the blacks out.
I was going to say, it feels a lot like you with your big lower lip. but in the other direction.
No, yeah, exactly. Whereas my lower lip is like a celebration of what it is to be a rapper.
Oh, no, stop.
The other thing was, like, I was getting some folks that were like, yeah, let's get these blacks out of here, you know? And then, you know, because right now it's like 1984 around here, like the book, you know? And I had to be like, ugh, you know,
Jared,
this is like my dreams,
Jared,
my speculative dream.
Jared, you're spiraling into sci-fi again, buddy.
Okay. Which you want to talk about?
No. Nope.
Because I can,
no,
okay.
No. Rein it back in. Rein it back in.
Or fantasy.
Doesn't
have to be sci-fi. Okay.
That's just sci-fi with magic.
Mm-hmm. Jared, you got some mashed potato on your lip.
Oh, thank you for telling me. I could have wasted that. Mm-hmm.
Gross.
This is the best meal I'm going to get for a while, guys. By the way, Tom, I could use another advance on this book.
I'll give you like a couple thou.
Yes.
You really run through that money.
Yes.
Jared, here, just take $200 and go get a haircut, man.
$200 for a haircut?
I mean, I hope you get that expensive of a haircut. Maybe it'll last you for 4 weeks.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to spend most of this money on a new suit because this one's full of mashed potatoes. But thank you guys so much for your generosity.
Jared, you know what you should spend that money on?
Wait, I can get this.
Come on.
Spend the money on buying a new camera to shoot YouTube videos on for a webisode about the making of a mockumentary.
I'm falling asleep.
I'm writing it down. It takes...
He's an entertainer, JT.
Yeah, I'm a great entertainer.
You're an entertainer?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I do anything, man.
Oh, that's right. You do the improv stuff at the bars.
Can you imagine being at a theater watching Jared for money?
For money?
I mean,
yeah.
Wait, people pay for this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe I could spend the money on renting out a theater for... $200 would get me maybe like half a night at a big theater.
Haircut, Jared.
Jared, I have an idea.
First you get, you know, the fame, then you get the haircut. That's what I learned.
Yeah, but how about this, Jared? Have you had a night for yourself or, like, go see your mom or go get a gift for your mom?
No, I do rehearsals for improv shows. I do warm-ups 5 nights a week.
Gross.
Yeah. It's pretty gross, guys.
Sick.
I meant gross in, like, a really gross way.
It's not like sick, man. It's dope.
No, it's
dumb.
Bad.
It's bad.
Straight up retarded.
Really bad.
Oh. Yeah.
Jared, you cannot say retarded.
No, you can't say retarded. This
isn't for retarded people.
Jared, it's an... You know he doesn't do anything but perform.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I also practice performing and take classes. I could spend the money on taking a class. You know, somebody's doing a workshop where you learn to do auditions for Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's cool. Are they like a famous person that's flying into Chicago?
No, it's somebody just
locally. Is this Lorne Michaels? Is he going to be teaching the class?
No, Lorne is hilarious,
by the way. He seems super monotone, but he is hilarious.
Right. You've got such an in down there. Maybe you could hook me up with an audition, because after I take this class, it's like 3 hours, and afterwards, I am going to be ready to be a TV star.
Wait, he's not teaching the class?
Yeah, what? Who teaches
Who knows it better than him?
There's a guy, okay? Uh-huh. And here's the thing. He was going to, have you ever seen Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah.
Okay, well then that's the start of many things I'm going to need you to know about before you're going to know who this guy is. Okay, have you seen Laverne and Shirley? Right. Did you know that there was another spinoff of that about just Lenny and Squiggy?
No.
Okay, well they shot a pilot, but they didn't air it. Okay. Now the guy who directed that, have you seen the movie Splash?
Yeah, yes. I love it.
Tom Hanks.
Great. You know where they shot that scene where they're in like a TV store? There's like all these electronics and stuff?
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, you know the Actors Studio in New York, right?
Yeah.
It's across the street from where they shot that scene.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy studied with a guy who used to teach there.
Okay.
And he was like the next big thing, okay?
Okay.
So, okay. So wait, You've seen the movie Wedding Crashers, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
that's a very famous movie, right? Yeah. There's a deleted scene on that, okay? The deleted scene was, okay, you know how Vince Vaughn was in that movie?
Yeah, of mm-hmm. course.
Okay, you know how Vince Vaughn is like best friends with Jon Favreau?
And me.
Okay, great. Oh, I forgot about that. Okay, well, anyway. Okay, so you guys know Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
Okay, forget all the other stuff, then.
Okay.
Jesus.
Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau teaches it?
No. Okay. Okay, but you know the movie Swingers that he wrote?
Yeah.
Okay, right. This guy was the guy who was like, he helped come up with the story for that, but not enough to get a story credit. But, okay, look.
Someone who had drinks with Jon Favreau was teaching you how to be on Saturday Night Live.
He almost moved to L.A. when Jon Favreau moved to L.A.
Almost. He almost moved to
it's
L.A.?
It's a scam. Don't pay your money to him.
Jared, you got to be kidding me. He knows, doesn't like, even have a connection to SNL.
He knows like 10 famous people.
No, but like, Jared.
Before they were famous, and he doesn't know them anymore, but he knew them.
Jared, this conversation that you and I have just had is a better fucking workshop than you're going to get from this chooch.
Yeah, that's a chooch.
I know he sounds like a chooch, you know? I know we're all thinking chooch right now. Oh, Tom, are you okay?
Tom, are you all right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Was the thing about Splash?
No, Angelique was looking over here, so I fake sneezed.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
God, you know how to roll.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, this guy was a major player in Chicago back in the day, but he does, you know, he was on one of the background TVs in that. You know, forget about the Splash thing.
Jared, don't take the class. That guy's scamming you.
That's a waste of my money,
okay,
Jared.
Okay, here, Jared, if you want to do a class, okay, JT, you were in, what movie? The dog thing.
The dog thing?
What movie were you in recently?
Recently, I was in,
Oh, you were in the Facebook movie.
Oh, yeah, Social Network.
Okay, you were in Social Network. Okay, oh, JT, you were in Social Network.
Yeah.
Okay, tell Jared, like, something about it, and he can learn, and then... Go.
Yo, Jared, I don't know if you know this, but I didn't start Facebook.
But in the movie...
No. In the movie, I started Napster. But, Jared, I need you to know this. I didn't start Napster. I revolutionized music. I revolutionized pop culture, but I didn't start Napster. But I believed that I did. I believed that that was me. I was part of that industry. And that's the only way you're ever going to become a part of SNL. If you start believing right now... that you're a Saturday Night Live cast member.
So what you're saying is, I've got to start acting like a star who's better than everybody else, and then I will be better than everybody else.
Or just believing that you...
Once you believe it, you're going to start wearing it on your sleeves.
All right. Well, okay. Then I am going to go up to this microphone over here, because I've got... some things to say.
No, Jared, not at the charity.
It would be a good
event.
Idea.
No, Jared,
this is a good idea. What you're telling me is I've got to trick the bull by the horns, and no matter what people are telling me, I got to know that I deserve to be listened to.
You're
right? In fact, I deserve to be on Saturday Night Live. I shouldn't have to work for it anymore. I'm at that level right now.
Jared,
they ought to hire me. Jared, and in fact, I don't even really want it, but if they did ask me, maybe I would. Even if they asked not for me, for me to not audition, I should show up and audition, or at least have them play one of my videos.
Yeah.
I should make them watch one of my videos.
You kind of got it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm going
for. I still hate you when you kind of talk like that.
Jared, you just give off this unlikable vibe.
Well, it's not an unlikable pheromone, because I don't have those. It's maybe you're just smelling, I don't know what you're smelling, the mashed potatoes, probably. They're getting kind of hot.
Okay, Jared, okay, here's another thing, okay?
Pumped. Yeah, tell me, hit me. Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Jared,
so,
you
can't believe just
sweat,
a few
man.
Minutes ago I was crying. I told you, I had to make up for the pheromones. I have other things coming out of my body twice as bad.
Okay, Jared, like, another thing is when I did that Darren Aronofsky movie.
Yeah.
These three tykes.
Yeah.
One of the things that Darren wanted us to all do was to, like, research... you know, like, life and kind of, like, get out there. And, like, so, like, maybe that would be my tip if I was teaching a class and not scamming people.
Screw that,
I'd say, like, Jared, listen.
Yeah,
I'm
listening.
You need to, like,
I'm
do
all
other
ears,
stuff.
Man. Doing other stuff like what?
Just, like, you know, like, Darren said to, like, just go out and, like, observe people and
Jared,
just make assumptions.
Do a little bit of research. Don't just start acting entitled.
Don't need to, man. Got this figured out, and it's all thanks to you, Justin Timberlake.
Jared, what is that voice you're doing? What is that voice?
Oh, yeah, yo. Oh, yeah, picking it up. Stick that lip out, boy.
Jared, did you just say yo?
Yo, I did,
Sounds like he's from Detroit. Oh my God, he did your Justin thing, Timberlake. Justin.
Yeah. Yo, Tom, I don't.
He's doing your thing, Justin.
This is hilarious.
Oh God, Angelique, there's a ha ha ha.
Here we go. Let me give me this microphone.
Jared, I'll be honest.
I got some things to say.
Jared, what are you doing, man? You look like you're doing jazzercise exercises.
Harder, better, faster, stronger. Get, don't kill me.